Today's episode of the Mind Sculptors podcast is sponsored by TCG Player, your source for all your trading card game needs. Use our link in the description the next time you get your cards to help support the show. Today's episode is also made possible by our Patreon subscribers. If you want to support the show directly, head over to patreon.com/themindsculptors and you can become part of the Sculpty family today. Or if you don't want to do any of that, leave a like and comment on YouTube or a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts as an offering to Algorithm Jesus.
Ian,
that's me.
What's going on? How you doing, bud? How's your week been? You had a good week.
I really like that the people at home won't see the fact that your name in Riverside is just Callahan is tired, and that's it's pretty accurate to the energy you're bringing to the cast this week. I love that for you.
This is me trying is the thing. This is me putting on a face, being fun.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Cal with energy, right? Like before we got onto this call, I was just like, yeah. Yeah, we can
sort of a nihilistic dread. Got it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I had my Mac died this week. Mm-hmm. I spent 2 days on the phone with Apple support. Had the senior, support person for Apple in our region on the phone trying to figure out what the hell was going on. Uh-huh. He was stumped. I will say this about that whole situation. I at minimum felt like I wasn't the issue in the scenario.
Yeah.
Like that made me feel a little bit better because there's sometimes when there's like computer problems, right? Where you like you did something and you kind of fucked up your computer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're the big dummy for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
This was more of a, yeah, you just used your computer and you did all the stuff like you would on a computer and your computer just went, hey, I'm done. And listen, you know what? Sometimes mm-hmm. that happens, but that's a fun little expense that I have to try to figure out now is how I need to get a new editing computer because it turns out that your laptop's not great for editing video, even if it does have a bunch of RAM.
Why'd you go like sports broadcaster in the middle there?
Oh, I don't know. That's just like, well, maybe because of the fact that I like worked in sports broadcasting for almost a decade.
All right. Someone's now sounding a little crazy. This is an unhinged episode already, and I'm here for it, honestly.
Listen, you know what? Okay, this is just entirely off topic, but you brought up sports broadcast. You made me think about this. Is Todd Bowles, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, was getting interviewed in a press conference earlier this week, and they were asking him about their playoff game in Detroit against the Detroit Lions this weekend. And one of the reporters goes, you know, do you have any plans for how you're going to like game plan and play differently with the cold weather up there? Because, you know, you guys play down here in Florida. It's a lot warmer going up there where it's colder. You know, it's going to be a big difference. Do you have any plans to do things differently? And he just looks at this person and goes, well, they play indoors. So, no.
Honestly, pretty iconic.
It was great. Just the well, they play indoors, so no.
It's really like, why are you paid to do this job?
I loved it. He handled it like a total professional. It was great. So that's coming up. Congratulations to our friends who are Detroit fans. We have a couple friends of ours who are Michiganders or whatever they call themselves. Detroit won their first playoff game in over 30 years last week.
I also know that sports have been bald.
Listen, sure. You don't get to make fucking sports ball jokes wearing a Boston Red Sox jersey, okay?
I was going to see how long it took for you to call me out on that one.
Immediately, I saw you were wearing it, and so I was like, okay, maybe Ian's in the sporty mood this week. He's like, no, I'm just from B-Town. Here's my Red Sox jersey.
Yeah, the worst thing I had a realization recently was, like, my version of professional sports is actually watching VGC Pokemon, because, like, we will be in the car, and I will, like, put that on in the background and just be like, all right, I'm sorry, Lewis. Like, this is what I'm subjecting you to right now. I'm like, oh, Ogrepan got the KO. Whoa. Like,
I have such a hard time watching, like, esports, because, like, a lot of times, like, outside of, you think, like, VGC is easy to, like, obviously kind of take in because it's kind of obvious what's happening. But, like, I love League of Legends.
Oh yeah!
I have no fucking idea what's happening on the screen when I'm watching a broadcast of it. It is
crazy, right? Because, like, when you're playing, you can follow one person,
right?
Like, you can watch the entire game happening at once, right?
Well, and it's like suddenly they'll just, like, switch, and then it's just this mess of, like, animations happening in the middle of the screen, and I'm like, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
That being said, like, pro level League of Legends, when you can tell what's going on, is fucking intense.
I will say the same thing about Pokemon. That's pretty cool. They're like, I'm out of soul reads, people will do. And, like, once again, I actually quote this a lot as a way to get better at playing Magic. If you watch professional Pokemon players and then, like, think about that at the mulligan process for Commander, it's like, mulliganing will never seem easier. Like, seeing what they do in that process, it's crazy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have great foresight. That's not one of my skills as a adult. I am skilled in many things. Thinking things out that far in advance is not one of my strongest things.
Fair enough.
So this week, Tina, why are you doing this? You usually lay down. Why don't you go lay down?
Oh, is that my favorite sausage?
It is your favorite sausage. Hi. Let me take your collar off so you stop, like, jingling. Cassidy is in the other room doing her postdoc interviews right now, and Athena is distressed because she can't get to mom. So he is just like, breath. Why am I stuck? Like, the even when my office door is open, the door to the bedroom is closed, and so that's where Cassidy's at. And she's just like, I can't get to mom. What's going on? Why can't I get in here? And she just, like, paces, and it's sad, but also kind of a little funny. Hello, why don't you go lay down? I have to work. If you can call what we do work. So we are doing something a little bit different this week.
We are.
And Ian kind of had this idea for, we're going to do another live brewing episode. And why don't you tell the kids at home what we're doing this week, Mr. I'm now butt farting on Instagram 69.
Don't say it out loud. That's a repeat. This week. So this is an idea that I came up with when I literally was trying to think about what deck I wanted to play this weekend. But I thought it would be fun to head over to our fun little website, also known as the fantastic EDH Rec. And I figured we could jump over to EDH Rec and then be like, hey, let's just click the random button on Commanders until we find one that we can brew around. But it's not like we're not going to be picky, right? We're not going to be, like, super super aggressively selective. I feel like it's a case of, like, we will
keep hitting it until we get Timnachrom, right.
It's more so like, what is the lowest possible but still,
playable. What is the worst possible commander we can find?
Yeah, that we can
try. CEDH viable.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. So that's the idea. Okay, so let's go ahead and hit random Nakira, Lair Scavenger.
Oh, this is actually, I'm like pretty sure we just hit gold on the first one, because I'm pretty sure they're like an infinite mana outlet with the partner. So click awesome. The As Partner page.
Yeah, with Yannick.
Yannick, right, okay. I've seen these two before, so let me see if I can get up on my screen too.
So Nakara, is a 2 generic and a black human cleric that is a 2/2 that has partner with and menace and says whenever another creature you control leaves the battlefield, if it had one or more counters on it, you draw a card and you lose one life. Yannick is 2 generic, a green and a white legendary hyena beast that is a 3/3 with vigilance and says whenever Yannick enters the battlefield, exile another creature you control until Yannick leaves the battlefield. When you do, distribute X +1/+1 counters among any number of target creatures, where X is the exiled creature's power. Okay, so this is like a... I'm pretty sure you just do like a Resto Felidar combo here, right? Yeah.
Is that it? Is that what you do?
That feels like what you do. And then you could, like, if you wanted to get real cheeky with it, right? If you really wanted to be a little bastard about it, you could put, like, an Altar of Dementia in here and, like, use that as a win condition and, like...
But it says until it leaves the battlefield, right?
Right. So the way you set up the loop is you basically... would have Felidar, like, I think it's probably better or a little bit easier with Abdel, honestly, where you do like an Abdel loop with where you,
like, one of them has to come in response, right? Am I crazy? Because, like, I think one has to come in at instant speed in response to the other's trigger, or you have to have a third exile effect to make that work.
Maybe
that's clunky. This used to be on the outdated version of the database forever ago. So, like, that's the reason I said let's stop on this one.
Okay.
So it this might be a challenge, but I'm gonna go over the CDH decklist database, check out the outdated section, because I know for a fact this used to be on there, and I can't for the life of me remember why, because this is so bad.
Let's see. Exile another creature. So when it enters the battlefield, exile a battle. When you do, destroy X. I almost wonder if it's just a, like, no, that can't be it. So you can do stuff like Felidar Guardian absolutely is part of the combo, right? And like you do Restoration Angel, because Resto Angel has Flash, which I think does some of the work there.
Okay, this is a Boon Weaver list is the one I found online.
Okay, that
main condition correct. For this deck is a beefed up Boon Weaver Giant combo that gives you the ability to win in multiple ways. Okay. This is dumb.
Did we hit random again? Do we hit random again?
Yeah, I'm deep in the sauce here, but like this is too much sauce for my spaghetti, you know what I mean? Like let's get out of here.
Listen, I like a thicker sauce, a little bit more sweet. I don't like the onions in my sauce. I need something a little bit more, a little smoother for my palate.
Any sort of the fun quips I have are just plain dirty, so I'm going to move on.
Okay. Ryusi the Falling Star.
Nah, we're 0/2 there.
All right. Next one. Tor. I don't know how to say that one. I'm going to just... Orwaki. Yeah. There we go. Raphael, Fiendish Savior. Now, okay. Let me say this. Raphael, as a character.
In Ninja Turtles.
Love. No, shut up. What are you talking about? This is like one of the best characters from Baldur's Gate 3. Sorry, I forgot you haven't played that yet because you're the worst.
Whatever, boomer.
No, this card's really cool. Actually, the card's like fine, but it is a 3 generic black-red devil noble. It's 4/4 with flying. It says other demons, devils, imps, and tieflings you control get +1/+1 and have lifelink. The beginning of each end step, if a creature card was put into your graveyard from anywhere this turn, create a 1/1 red devil creature token with when this creature dies, it deals 1 damage to any target. Probably so not a CEDH deck.
Yeah, but it's cool. Year of Our Lord 2024, it makes 1/1s for Razaketh is not a viable commander. So I'm good on getting rid of that one.
Let's see. Arabo. Okay, this one.
I have made this one. Yes.
This one definitely has legs.
Yes.
I mean, it is banned in French Commander, right? Like, that is how good this is.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it turns out that Eminence abilities are just kind of broken. Yeah. Fun fact.
Let's they can run a good tournament from the command zone.
I'm gonna kick. Okay, we hit a Korvold that feels like
cheating. I wonder if we can make that a CEDH. I wonder if
we can make Korvold CEDH. Let's look at Carvanista. Okay.
Nope.
I'm gonna just say no. We're not playing mono green.
That's a gold mine. Let's go. My god, gold mine. Okay, I'm so in.
Okay, we are so in. So yes. Let's take a look at this card. It is a 2 generic blue and a black ogre demon dragon that is a 5/4 with flying and says when hit it, Sugo and Kairi enter the battlefield, draw 3 cards, then put 2 cards from your hand on top of your library in any order. When hit it, Sugo and Kairi dies, exile the top card of your library. Target opponent loses life equal to its mana value. If it's an instant or sorcery card, you may cast it without paying its mana cost. Pretty cool card.
Yeah, right? So this is actually a commander I keep, like, it's in my list of, like, commanders that I think probably should have been built around way more. But yeah, no, this is actually perfect for this. So I already have, like, several ideas about what we can build for this thing. Right, let's make it happen.
Let's go to Moxfield.
Sick.
Let's go hit new deck.
I'm kind of like geeking right now. I didn't expect us to hit a commander. I was actually excited to build. Also, we're not in Moxfield on the.
I'm waiting so people can't see all the little nuggets of juiciness that I've left in the.
Cam has juicy nuggets.
Well, you know,
that's personal.
Welcome to Mind Sculptors, everybody. I'm your host, Callahan, and this week we talk about my juicy nuggets.
So if you play a clone of this commander, unless I'm crazy, can you stack the ETB and then the death in the way that you would want? Or does the death always happen first?
No, you can step because they're two separate triggers, so you can absolutely stack them.
Right. I'm just wondering because, like, they don't technically go in the ability at the same time, but, like, Stace Beta's actions are checked.
If it enters the battlefield in response to the ETB, you can kill it, and then the dies trigger goes on the stack.
Right, but I'm saying a clone.
Oh, the clone? If it if it dies due to state-based actions, you would be able to stack both of them. No. ETB, then...
Right, know. Right. Okay. Yeah. All right, that's good to know. Okay, so
we're using the cool printing motherfucker.
Oh yeah, I got a sexy one.
We gotta have the cool looking one.
Yeah,
that's thumbnail material right there.
Oh yeah, baby. Okay, so I mean, first of all, it's a blue black commander, Cal. So I wonder what we're gonna put in to start.
Island.
That actually got me. Fuck. Okay.
First part. We ate our fruits and vegetables.
Definitely not where I was going, but that's so funny. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. That sent me a little bit. Can you make me a co-author?
I suppose I can.
Yay.
Let's go up here. Comedian MTG. Oh, excuse me. You're just comedian.
It's just comedian there. I know. I really like to change it up on every platform to confuse people. Yeah.
You try to make it as difficult as possible to follow you.
Yeah. No, it's really good for the people controlling me and trying to take my accounts too.
Well, it's perfect though, because like that way you know if somebody's following you, they really want to follow you, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's real.
That's what they tell you to do on all social media. Like,
yeah.
That's why I post everywhere where what like the actual things you can do to find me are.
yeah.
All right.
Okay. So obviously demonic consultation and Thassa's oracle and tainted pact was what I was implying before.
I suppose you could add those, like, I mm-hmm. guess, but, Thassa's oracle, tainted Hecate.
Sick. Okay. And also, if you notice something about our fun little commander there, Do you happen to see a sort of synergy with a certain blue combo piece here? Blue combo piece we were recently hyping up on the show. Oh, I wasn't even thinking about this bar, Sir Lawton.
I was trying to maintain complete eye contact while typing that, and so I can usually type without looking, right? Like most people, like most people can type without staring at the keyboard. Yeah. And my all of my fingers were just one key to the right.
I don't know. I really like this plaster button.
Oh man, we're 20 minutes into this episode, and we have gotten.
Nothing
accomplished. Yeah. It's perfect.
I wasn't even thinking about Displacer Kitten, but that's sick, actually.
Okay. Okay. And, so what were you thinking about?
Okay. It's another one that we recently hyped up in your Tivit deck. It was a recent addition.
Well, that got cut because my audio got fucked up. So the audience doesn't know what you're talking about.
Well...
You would know this if you watched our videos, Ian.
Actually, I usually do, which is crazy.
That is true. Usually do. It's not what Tide's about, Tyrant. It's the other one that I definitely know the name to.
Callahan. It's Hallbreaker Horror.
Okay, that one. Sorry, my brain. Like I said, I'm running on like 2% battery.
Very little sleep. Yeah, so for those who don't know what we're talking about here, the ETB is a brainstorm, right? So if you just bounce and replay our commander over and over again, you can brainstorm through your whole deck. You can't technically draw every card in your deck unless you have exact... no, you can't. So you have to leave two cards at the end, but, like, it's fine. Okay. Damn, I'm not going to lie. Like, this episode is going to come out on Monday. I was very much planning on playing a very spicy deck for the tournament tomorrow. I might play this. This is actually really cool.
I like knowing that our show does influence. Like you do actually believe the things that we talk about on here. Like, it's not just bullshit, you know?
No, are you kidding me? I'd play this like in a heartbeat.
One idea I do have is I do kind of want to go over to EDH Rec.
Yeah.
And just kind of go through and like kind of add to the clipboard any amount of cards that we think would be helpful here, cards that we might want over there. So this might save us a little bit of working through our brain space. So
how do you do that with the EDH, right?
So we're gonna educate some people here. So you see right here on cards, they have this little plus button in the corner of them.
Yeah.
And so you can hit the plus button and then up
and it goes over the clipboard. Right?
Yeah. And then you just go, where's it at? Export clipboard, and then you paste it into your mox field.
No way.
Yes.
So you just go over to the little search bar.
Yeah. So you just here says clipboard right here in the top right, click that.
Yeah.
And all of the stuff that you've added, you hit export clipboard, or you can just send it straight to Moxfield like this.
What?
And hit add to an existing deck.
That's so cool.
Welcome, everybody. I am doing ad work. I don't get paid by EDH Rec or Moxfield, but I guess I sort of indirectly get paid by Moxfield.
This is not a bit. I did not know this feature existed. That's sick as hell.
Yeah. So welcome. This is a thing that I do a lot. When I'm brewing a deck for maybe like really just anything, and I'm like, I kind of want some ideas. Is it coming?
No, I literally manually have been switching between like EDH Rec and Moxville and working on decks. Like, that's so silly.
Well, also, you could just put two, like, you could just have like a.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I've been doing the two
window here and. Okay.
Right, but like,
you don't need to switch tabs.
You're, like, you're
this is 2024, Ian.
I have two screens. Okay. All right.
So we got. Mystical Tutor's pretty good here.
Yeah, I think so. We're not on the Moxfield list, by the way. Oh, it's, but yeah.
That's on purpose.
Here's the question with this deck, right?
Okay.
Is how much do we want the death ability to count, right? Because if the death ability counts, this is not an ad nauseam deck. But if the death ability doesn't count, this can be an ad nauseam deck, right? So I kind of like this idea that, like, because we're already on Holebreaker Horror, right? So it's a little chonky. It's a little thickums, right?
Don't think this is a Nauz deck.
Right. So
I think I'm not going to get on a soapbox, but I'm going to get on a little bit of a soapbox. I think that blue-black decks, just straight-up blue-black decks in Commander, right, are not great Nauz decks. I think, generally speaking, Nauz decks without red are...
Because we're doing that, though, right?
Yeah.
Because we're going this big spell flip over the top of our library thing, you know what does get a lot better is fucking Bolas's Citadel.
It's true. Bolas's Citadel is a good card that we can add. You know, while we're down here, let's go ahead and hit the One Ring and Wishclaw Talisman, because I think those are gonna make the cut.
Probably. Do you want to pick up the mana artifacts while we're looking at artifacts?
Mana artifacts, Soul Ring, Arcane Signet, Mana Crypte, Talisman of Demonase, Mox.
Did you filter by expensive or did you just filter?
I filtered by expensive, yes.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
I generally, when I'm doing CDH decks, I filter by expensive because it's I want easier to filter out the mediocre shit. I'm not putting in Felwar Stone because I have it's a two color deck. Mox Opal.
Yep.
Grim Monolith.
We'll probably need. This is a big spell deck.
Yeah. I don't think LED or Mox Amber make the cut.
It's worth noting we'll probably need a few more as we go along. But
will, but this is like a good base start. So let's go up to high synergy cards.
High synergy cards. We're playing Enter the Infinite. No way, we're not. We gotta play.
Let's duplicate.
Yeah. So all the clones are busted with this deck, right? Because it's just a quick way to sack your commander for two mana, right? Probably add Metamorph too whenever we get to that point.
Whenever we get there, yeah.
Oracle's already in the deck. Probably want Force and Negage, Fierce
Pact.
Pact. I mean,
Pure feels really good here.
Yeah, I think we should at least add Pure and Rise. And like, then if we need a sideboard, then we can sideboard them.
Yeah,
right.
At least get Jeweled Lotus. There you are.
J-Lo, we need Dark Rib. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, there are some more of those. They're the
Hey.
What the fuck? All right, my computer just had a meltdown. You know what? It's been happening all week.
Our commander is already a brainstorm. We don't need a stupid one.
Lotus Petal.
That top is pretty synergistic, but like, I don't know. That we can sideboard that one.
I'm going to put it in there. I feel like this might be a good.
Yeah, I did just also tell you to put Bolas of Citadel on the deck. Yeah,
I think it is also like a good counterbalance deck potentially. So, I think top is a thing that we play.
I said, very enthusiastically. It's like, it's a fine counterbalance
deck. Yeah. I mean, it's a blue, like, I think ultimately this is going to be a blue black control deck that can go over the top with.
Well, here's my rebuttal actually, is that we're going to be jamming this deck full of very big, stupid payoffs. So maybe it's a bad counterbalance deck.
So I don't think we put a ton of big bad payoffs.
You think just a couple big?
I think we put good ones that are really worth our time. And then the rest of the deck is just like a bunch of really good cards.
I can get behind that. Yeah.
So Bowmasters, Op Agent, Dothy, Metamorph, Notion Thief.
Yeah. You put Metamorph in. Okay, good. We have Kitten already in there. I've been pretty happy with Shreddums lately, but like
Shreddums,
I also kind of like it, especially with the idea of like we're gonna be brainstorm locking ourselves. It'd be nice to get out of that.
I do dig that.
Yeah.
Stunt Double is starting to see some play, which I really like.
I think that's pretty hot. Yeah.
I if also
you I'm, attempt you click on children, I swear.
We can gain 6 life with our commander's ETB. Whoa!
I appreciate you saying click so that the audience at home who listens to the podcast does not miss the visual gag you've just done.
Listen, I gotta tell you, I'm out there for the real ones, the Spotify audience. You guys, Spotify, and you're even more real if you're on Apple Podcasts. You're the real homies, the ones who keep the fucking lights on in this building. We love you. We also love YouTube. And if you're on Google Podcasts, like, what the fuck? Like, Google Podcasts?
Hey,
come on, man.
Some of us have Android phones, and that's how we get our podcasts. Okay.
You can still use Spotify. You have a Spotify subscription, Ian.
It is actively free.
Why is so is Spotify. You have a Spotify subscription.
I know I do. You're saying there are people out there, I guarantee, that do not have a Spotify subscription. They don't want to listen to ads. That's not that big of a deal.
You still listen to ads! You're still listening to ads on Google Podcasts. You cut out like a minute of ads? Come on.
You don't listen to ads on Google Podcasts. Get out of here.
You still get the ads that I insert into the podcast.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, now I want twice as many ads. Get out.
You're a psychopath.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Tutors.
Vamp Tutor, Force of Will, Mana Drain, Swan Song, An Offer, Flusterstorm, Misstep, LDV.
Sure. Culling, we definitely need.
Culling. Saw.
Ball. Oh my god, you can saw our commander.
Yeah. That's this is so like a deck cool. where I like very, very like I don't love this card generally speaking because I hate that it exists. However, this is a deck that I'm gonna windmill slam this fucking card because it's so good.
You get 2 free cards and then 2 brainstorms.
Yep. It's real good.
The original one dies, triggers, flip.
It's super, super good.
Oh, wait. Does the original one? Oh, yeah. Because the original one dies.
You flips. Destroy that one. And then you get 2 ones. One of them will die due to state-based actions.
Flip. And then brainstorm.
Yep. That's hot. I think Not Dead After All is also pretty hot here.
It's fine.
Here's the thing. We can make this like a scam deck almost.
I don't want to make this a scam
deck. I kind of do because scam rules. So I'm putting Not Dead After All, Chain of Vapor, C Double's Q.
If we're going to do one of those, we should do the land one. Oh, yeah, it's right there, literally. Yeah.
What?
Malakir Rebirth, it's the land MDFC that's also in Not Dead After All. Like, I at least get behind that one for sure. Yeah,
for sure. Nexus of Fate, Sacrifice.
Dispel. Why do we? Whoa.
It's a sac out. It's a sac card. And it makes you a bunch of mana. It makes you 5 mana. It's like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's like it's culling the weak, but like slightly better.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Dig Through Time. Rollick. Dismember. Mind Break Trap, Delay, Snap, Coveted Conviction.
The hell?
It's a sack.
Now you're just adding everything.
Yeah. Feign Death. Okay, we could play Village Rites if you prefer.
I don't want to add any of those. What?
Muddle. I'm just going to add the... like all of these ones that like bring them back and then we could just like pick the best ones.
I think this is going to be the point where like you have the reins on the episode, but I'm going to respectfully disagree on a couple of these.
Sure. Entomb.
What? Why Entomb?
Never mind.
Okay,
Monarch Tutor, Imperial Seal, Reanimate seems decent. He's just generally good. Like, toxic personal tutor is good here. Do we like time stretch? Okay. Do we like Seagate restoration?
I like ponder for once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diabolic
intent probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe get probe.
No.
No. Ooh, that's cute. we could play Breach the Multiverse.
We could feed people's graveyards for Breach. Yes, we could, for sure.
Windfall seems okay. Temporal.
I'm not too zoggery. Technically, gives us like a second chance at like hitting an Enter the Infinite or something, or like a peer or something.
That's true. Let's see here. Mnemonic Betrayal. This is definitely a Beseech deck.
Is it definitely a Beseech deck? Why is that?
I mean, it's a low color black deck that makes a lot of black mana really easily. Like, I think it's pretty straightforwardly a Beseech deck.
This commander's pretty.
It is. Beseech the Mirror is above rate for most cards. Like,
yeah.
So it's just like a strictly better tutor.
Oh, no, I was moving on. I was talking about the next two cards.
Okay. Doomsday?
It's such a good Doomsday deck.
I hate Doomsday so much, dude. Twister, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, see,
Yogswell feels like it should be here.
Sure.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Yeah, we already did the artifact stuff.
Yeah. Blade of Souls is cute.
That's where I would leave it, yeah.
Let's see. Necropotence. Counterbalance. Let's see. Kaya's Ghost Form. Feel like... This does feel like a Dance of Many deck, though, actually.
Sure.
Like, unironically. I don't like any of the Planeswalkers they suggested. Yeah. Jace is, like, fine, but...
Yeah, definitely going to take half of these lands. Yeah, Odawara, play Phyrexian Tower. We don't probably need High Market, but...
We'll see where we're at. Saga, Takanuma... Command Beacon.
I don't know if I agree on these mana base picks.
Well, I don't either, but I'm just like throwing okay, them okay. in because they're there and it fills out the list pretty easily. Yeah. Cards that very obviously go in here.
Whoa, no way.
Boop. My dog just barked at me.
You're going deep on some of these, gal.
I told you, I'm just throwing cards in.
We're already at 120 cards.
Yeah, that's fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Flipboard. And then we come over here. And we go to bulk edit. We go control V, save. And we have
okay.
a bunch of cards. Yeah, it's fine. There's a bunch of cards in here that will certainly not make it, but like when you're playing this type of deck where you're gonna have these high this high payoff sort of thing, right? I think it's better to just like pull a ton of stuff and then go from there. Is there really only two Nexus of Fate printings and one of them is this fucking wild one? Wow. Yep. That's bizarre. All right. So let's start up here in the creature section. I know you don't like Shieldred, so I can put that in considering. Anything else here that we feel like we feel good about this right now? 12 creatures. It's pretty slim.
Yeah, I mean, this deck doesn't really need a bunch of creatures.
It doesn't, but...
Probably, I assume one of those will go by the end of this process.
Yeah.
I feel like Notion Thief and Stunt Double are fighting over the four drop flash
I think spot. So, too. And personally, I like Stunt Double more.
In this deck specifically, yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to just put that in considering right away. We'll just save ourselves. Because if we want to pull it back, we can.
No, I didn't. I mean, how did you do like a drag and drop thing? I'm learning so many new features.
You didn't know that you could do that? Oh. You can click hold and then move it, and you can change tags, go to considering, or move it to sideboard.
Oh my god. I just usually right click it.
Dude, you use Moxfield more than I do.
That's my job. Like a lot.
Bro.
I'm like a patron of theirs too. Like I'm in the Discord and everything. Like all right. I just never looked
this week on feature. This week on the Mind Sculptors, Ian gets a lesson in how to use Moxfield.
Okay. Right. Moving onward.
Really, this is a cool looking Enter the Infinite.
I was thinking the same thing. It's so cool.
But does it beat the original one? Oh, yeah, it does. That one's by Therese Nielsen. Okay, bye.
Yay. All right, Rise the Eldrazi probably goes.
Yeah.
Breach the Multiverse also probably goes.
But I like Breach the Multiverse.
I know. Windfall, I don't really see the need for it.
Yeah.
Frank.
Of these, actually.
Here's my thing. I think we go down to the lands and we get our mana base figured out.
Down to 30, because, so we actually know.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't think we need 30. I think I think that's excessive.
We're down to 35 right now. I just removed all the basics. We want
one of each basic, at least.
Okay. So we want an is land.
And if I'm being frank, I think like two of each makes more sense. Like one swamp, one snow stomp, and one snow island. Maybe at least a snow island.
We'll just add all of the above. Now, this is what I say this all the time when we're doing these is we always it's easier to overshoot and scale back than undershoot and have to scale up.
You're a sociopath.
I'm not wrong though.
No, I meant to changing it to the in the Stroud swamp.
It's because Dan Mumford has the best swamps the best basics. Anyhow.
High market probably goes, I'm thinking.
I think that is a fair idea.
Exotic Orchard, we definitely don't need.
Yep, agreed.
Forbidden Orchard, probably don't need a two-color deck.
Yep. Like
that's intense.
Shipwreck March, we don't need. Definitely. Urborg is the one that I feel kind of meh on, but
I feel more mad on Takanuma than Urborg because we have like two creatures. Like,
yeah, that's fair. Mystic Dark Sanctuary, well. I actually really like here. But the issue will be can we hit the island count? I think is the real issue.
The entire, problem.
So I think like, we just.
Four islands, period.
Yeah. Right? I don't know that I love Emergent Zone.
Yeah, Emergent Zone and Dark Slick Shores. I'm just like not it for me. This is a mid-range deck, right? Like, I don't think you need to be playing the fast lands.
I think City of Traders doesn't quite cut the mustard here.
Yeah, no mustard here. Agreed.
Command Beacon is another one that, it's close.
I could see it.
But I can see it, but I think that's why it goes considering.
Yeah, I don't like Urza Saga.
Okay. Considering.
I almost never play that card, to be honest.
Oh, I love Urza Saga. We're at 28 lands, which feels like a good place to hold for the present moment.
Prismatic? No, we have two MDFCs.
We what?
We have two MDFCs, though.
Oh, yeah. But like I said, 28 or mid-range deck, 30 lands total feels fine. Especially since one of the MDFCs comes untapped.
Yeah.
And we're at 114. Fair. Like 20, if we want to go down lands, we have plenty of room to go down.
Yeah, I'd probably be at 29, but I'd see where you're at.
Listen, you're in my world now, so you have to play that one. We like to hit land drops, okay?
Yeah, I do too. What do you mean? Okay, right. Play yourselves. Got to go.
All right, Blade of Cells is gone. Other than that, I think the artifact suite looks super. No notes. Chromox, Jewel Lotus, Lotus Petal, Mana Crypt. That's all the zero mana ones, right?
Yes.
I think we're not missing any. Okay. Let's go to sorceries here.
We sort of already did.
I think there is a case to either take out Scheming Symmetry or Personal Tutor. My personal opinion is Scheming.
Because like if our big spell gets countered and then our opponent gets to tutor, that sucks. Yep.
That sucks. And like most of our big spells are sorceries, so Personal Tutor feels fine. I'm gonna switch the art.
I think we are on Yogg's Will or we are on Time Twister. I don't think we are on both.
I think that is super fair. I think it's Yogg's Will, in my opinion.
Yes.
I like Yogg's Will. I am a fan. All right, so we have that. I think we can choose between these four at a later date.
Amanatus is very obviously the worst one of those.
Yeah, but I think if that's the case, because I think the number is we want three of these since this is going to be functionally a land most of the time.
Yes.
So I think we could probably just cut that then. And then that leaves us with Hullbreaker Horror as a top ending creatures here and Enter down here. Yeah, that seems good. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I might want like one more to work with my commander.
Well, we still have like Nexus of Fate that we could play too.
I don't think that's even a card we're going to play.
We don't play it? Okay.
I don't see why you play that at all.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's shackle the instance because there's some of your more spicy inclusions, I think, are in here.
So obviously there's Feign Death, Malakir Rebirth.
Yeah,
not dead after all. Supernatural Stamina, Undying Evil, Undying Malice.
Yeah,
I think that's all of them. Yeah,
I think if I had full reins of the deck right now, with no other opinions, I would play Malakir Rebirth, and that's it.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I personally like Not Dead After All a little bit more, just because it has a little bit more upside, but I mean, you get the Wicked Roll token attached to it when it comes back, which I think is like just really good. I think that is just a little bit better than a tapped black land, personally. But that's just my evaluation of it. I'll put that in the sideboard so that when people look at this list, they would know I would play that, not Malakir Rebirth. We'll take these bad boys out. Then we have four cards to cut to get down.
C doubles got to go. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I was throwing... This is what I do when I build decks. I just throw a bunch of shit in there, and then it ends up getting cut. But it's like, hey, this is an idea. Probably take out Dismember, although I do really like Dismember. I like that more than Rollick here.
Probably, yeah. Dismember kills our commander.
Dismember. Okay, fun fact. Dismember is like probably the most underplayed removal spell in this format by like a wide margin. I'm a big fan of this.
I don't even think that's close to a hot take. Yeah.
So we got that.
We really care about Muddle. It gets like Thoracle and Consult. That's it.
It doesn't get Consult. It gets Thoracle and Tainted Pact. I don't disagree.
Snap was the other one that confused me.
I mean, you can snap your, like, so you have this out and you can, like, snap, or like if there's something you want to copy with, like if you copy a Dockside early, right? And this is, you want to play this, you could snap this back, make a copy. Like, it just, it accelerates you. We don't have to play it, but it is a good, like, way of, like, it end up being like a pseudo ritual almost. So that puts us at 100.
Let's put us at 100. Okay. Now, do we feel like we missed anything? I feel like we just sort of relied on the EDH rec page.
We did.
And as much as it did give us a lot of good suggestions, I feel like, you know, we can have some cooks in the kitchen, right?
Yeah. Let's take a look here. Give me one second. I'm just going to put in blink and then this, or no, we won't.
Because the things it casts for free are instants and sorceries, right? So are there any other, like, you're thinking, like, we don't have any other instant sorceries that you really want to be casting for free, well, like that?
Possibly. Okay. I'm going to do a thing. So I switched over to this. This is where I am going to go and put the EDH staples and just add those in and see if there's anything in this that
is not in the
other one. So let's go take this over here. We compare, paste that bad boy in, and let's take a look. See, City of Traders shouldn't be in there. Thought I took it out. Oh, it's in the other one. Okay. I just don't know how things work. Okay. So these are the ones that are not in our list that are in the, what's it called? The essentials. So Born Upon the Wind is one of them.
Yeah. I can get behind that. Card's kind of busted.
Yeah. Born's pretty good. Defense Grid is one of them. I think that is a good one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come over here when I see those, and I'm just going to throw them in the considering board so I can just pull them out really quickly. Let's see. Anything else that's unique over here that you're seeing? There's Necropotence, Grim Tutor, Snap. Like, we obviously aren't going to be on Snap. Intuition. What'd you say?
You're on the, I don't see any of the comparison page. You're on the other page.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
There we go.
Here we go.
Okay. I see.
I don't think I see it. Yeah, we should be on Nolrod. Definitely. Necropotence is like the thing that I'm like, if we're playing a Necropotence deck, is this a Necropotence deck? And I think that's a real question. I don't think it is.
I don't think so either.
Okay. So I think that's the two cards then.
So here's the question with this deck that I think we haven't really talked about is the Grafdigger's Cage dilemma, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's the only cards that it affects are, I guess, Yawgmoth's Will and Bolas's Citadel itself, right? So, like, they are cards that can be replaced, right? Like, you can always replace Citadel with a giant blue-black instant or sorcery, right? So it's technically more synergistic with what we're doing, but Citadel works really well in this deck, in my opinion. The question then becomes, like, do we consider that because of how powerful Grafdigger's Cage is in the format at the current moment against many, many decks, right? Because if we can shut those down, that's a little something spicy, you know?
It's true. I don't know. I think we want a way to, an easy way to sacrifice artifacts if we are on that, which I don't think we have.
Wait, why?
What'd you say?
Why do we need an easy way to sacrifice artifacts?
Oh, specifically so that if we do go into the Citadel lines. We aren't just royally screwed.
Right, right. So I'm not saying like play both. I'm saying we have to make like the decision of playing like Yawgmoth's Will and Time Twist, or sorry, Yawgmoth's Will and Bolas's Citadel, or like Time Twister and Grafdigger's Cage.
Oh, I would much rather be on Citadel and Yawgmoth's Will, honestly.
Yeah.
In this, yeah. I think that because of the type of the style of deck that we're playing, right? Like this type of deck where we're going to be doing Doomsday stuff on top of that, right? Like we're doing, if we weren't actively wanting to do Doomsday, I think that there could be a conversation about the Bolas of Citadel, Twister, Yogwill, all that stuff. But I think if we're going to play Doomsday, I think that pretty solidly takes Cage off the table.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Also, how do we feel about Talion? I feel like that should probably be.
Oh, yeah. Talion. 100%. Big boy Talion. Talion the kindly lord. Get in here, motherfucker. Let's go down here to considering. We want Born Upon a Wind and Defense Grid. Add those in here. So that gives us three cards that we need to cut from this. How do we feel about Limb Duel's Vault? Do we think
definitively mid card?
Yes. I do think we're doing enough top deck manipulation that it is reasonable, right? Actually, Sacrifice might be a reasonable cut here.
Now. Oh, we need multiple cuts. So
I like Sacrifice here. Don't know that I want to cut Limb Duel's Vault, but I think it's fine of cutting that. How do you feel about Dig Through Time?
It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, right? Like
it's either really good or really okay.
Yeah, I have actually a good amount of experience playing Dig Through Time in CEDH from the olden days, and I always found it to cost like four, right? Which is not exactly what I wanted to do, but like this deck being casted for free, so like I don't know, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that if we're gonna cast the big spells, I'd rather it be these ones. Yeah. I don't know.
I do love the flash potential for this deck, right? Like there's not Dig Through Time specifically, but like this idea that we can like have our commander out with like a Phyrexian Tower and just be like, okay, in response to what you're doing, I'm gonna
sacrifice
cast Enter the Infinite. Like
yeah.
It does break timing restrictions, that's not crazy.
It does. Yeah. So yeah. We have 100 cards.
Yeah,
like this is 100 cards. Do we feel like the mana base is good? I don't see any glaring issues with it, but I'm also not great at mana bases. So
can you go up to the mana rock for a second?
Mana rocks. Here are the mana rocks.
Yeah, I feel like that is interesting. We could play another two mana rock. Like,
I don't want to play Fellwar Stone in this. Honestly, I hate Fellwar Stone so much.
Mirror Signet's a card.
I guess the Mirror Signet's a card, but I hate that card more. So, let's rev up. Let's start the old girl up, and let's take it for a couple.
Let us begin the elderly female.
This is a pretty solid mulligan.
Again.
So for the audio only listeners, this first test hand is Vamp Tutor, Mnemonic Portrayal, Talion, Dismember, Phyrexian Tower, Flesh Duplicate, and Mox Opal. All right, next seven is not that much better. I think we go to
four lands, Dark Ritual, Flesh Duplicate, and Fierce.
This isn't a turn two even. That's the issue.
Turn three. Hidetsugu and Kairi. Yeah,
that's not very good.
Like Fleshy's good, but not that good.
Yeah, you can't rely on just copying the best creature because really dependent on people playing good creatures early. Yep. See what six looks like. Seagate, One Ring, Mox Opal, Swamp, Malakir Rebirth, Orcish Bowmasters, Clearwater Pathway.
Thinker.
Yeah, let's go down to five.
This is one of those things where it's like, I just feel like some older cards are like kind of worth exploring, right? Like, I know like people haven't played Dark Confidant in a really long time, and I know it's slow as hell, but like, this is, well, I mean, okay, sometimes you're going to get Dome for 12, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like, cards like that, like, feel like they make sense to me.
Let's see which position we're going second.
Yeah.
Okay. So we
but do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do see what you're saying. I do think, though, that Dark Confidant, 2 mana for the rate that we're getting in a Bowmaster's world just sucks.
Right. So that's yeah, I do agree there. I just feel like we need something like it, right? Like, maybe mm-hmm. not Dark Confidant mm-hmm. specifically, but something that it like draws us cards or something on these early turns. Because like, we're just playing blue-black and like expecting to like have games last naturally long, or that mm-hmm. your like Flusterstorm is actually going to make an impact. It's just like, it's kind of ridiculous, right? Like, it just mm-hmm. doesn't work like that, you know?
Right. I wonder. So maybe I'm crazy.
Okay.
How do you feel about Nimrus in this?
In the 99?
In the 99. It's flash. It has a big booty and draws cards.
I don't think that solves any of the things I'm talking about.
I mean, I'm just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole point of me suggesting that was an early card draw engine, so okay, another five drop is not exactly what I was hoping we would go down.
Listen, okay, so we want more early card draw. Okay.
What about another five drop?
Fuck off, okay? Let's see. Anything that I missed? Potentially? Fairy Mastermind, maybe.
I mean, like, are we on Douth?
Yeah, we're on Douthy.
Hmm.
We are. So we have Douthy, Ledger Shredder, Bowmasters, Duplicate, uh-huh. Phantasmal Image.
Yeah.
Like, I guess we could play Bob. I think Bob feels a little bad, but.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not excited to have Robert shot down, right? But, like.
Even if it draws a card or two, I guess it's fine.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, Bob drawing two cards is like fine with me. Right.
Sure.
So
what would you cut for that then? Maybe Stunt Double?
The Fairy Mastermind's also sort of equivalent, right?
Yeah. It does require. So Fairy Mastermind does require that people cast or draw multiple cards a turn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bob is much more consistent.
Valid.
I would say. Mm-hmm. So I think that if I were to pick one, I would probably pick Bob this specifically, because we're looking for mm-hmm. a more consistent piece. Now, what do we fucking cut? You know what? I don't want to cut Reanimate, but. I have to remind myself not to write out Bob up here, because I was very close to writing just
Bob. I'm pretty sure you can actually search Bob specifically in Scryfall, and it does come up.
We're going to make sure we use printing that I like. There we go.
This one's tough. Not going.
I just cut Reanimate, so.
Yeah.
As far as other things that we could get for card draw. Man. Interesting. Lots of non-options.
okay.
Let's just look at any.
Yeah, I'm like doing some deep searches here.
Yeah, let's look at just any what's it called? Yeah. So let's see here. Any good cards up in this joint? We got any good cards up in here tonight? Let's see. I'm not seeing much, dear Ethan.
Yeah.
King Duelist is one that we could do.
That was a card people were really hyped at for a while, right?
Yes.
Thinking of your upgrade, you and target might each roll top card of your libraries. You lose life meta value of the card revealed by the other player. You each put the card. Yeah, I am not a huge fan of
neither symmetrical card. Neither am I. I'm just, listen, like I said, just throwing stuff out.
Yeah, there. Yeah. No, shit's gotta hit the wall. I get it.
Like, yeah, I'm just taking the mud that is in front of me and just slinging it around.
Sling that mud.
We're just down deep in that dirt, man. You just gotta be willing to get, you know, a little deep dirty. In
that dirty mud.
Just a little dirty guy. Let's look at.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I think Telling Time is kind of hot, right?
What?
Telling Time? It's an instant. It's like a bad impulse, right? But except for in this one deck.
Telling Time. Oh, look at the top three cards of your library. Put one of those in your hand, one of them into your library, and one on the bottom of your library. I mean, I guess.
Right? Because you like into speed, put thing on top, sack Kyrie, right? And then worst case scenario, it's like.
But it has to be in the top three, though.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just brainstorm? Probably. Just tell me to. And if it's stranded in your hand, you could put it back with brainstorm.
Yeah.
I'm putting brainstorm back in this fucking deck.
No.
Jesus Christ. This has to be a brainstorm deck. We have too many big hits.
I know. Hey, brains.
I think we could offer?
No, we'll get the fuck out of here. What?
What do we cut then?
Offer? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
How many lands we on?
30 total.
30 is too many.
We can cut Clearwater Pathway. How do you feel about that?
I'll also probably just cut Cavern. Like, this is not like a we need uncounterable creatures kind of deck. Like,
I don't know. I think that seems really good in this because like you kind of want this to resolve because it's 5 mana. It's like the same concept of why you want your Tivit to be uncounterable.
Yeah, I don't really. Sure, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can X the pathway. That's fine.
That feels reasonable. Okay. Brainstorm. Okay. Let's get back in the old girl. Gave a couple of revs. Didn't like what we felt. We tuned her up a little bit. Made a couple tweaks. Lowered the rear differential or whatever.
Unkeepable second.
Let's go to six. What position are we? Don't know that changes anything. We're going first. That's bad. Okay. Go to five.
Uh-huh.
Oof.
Unkeepable five.
Let's go to four.
Barely keepable.
I guess this is fine. So we go one ring, pedal, land, and we bottom these.
Yeah, it's either that or like land counterbalance one ring. But I could see where you're coming from.
Yeah. There. I think I would rather have the potential to just draw land and, you know.
Okay, here's my version of telling you stuff. You can actually just click hand and then put them all on the bottom.
Okay. Let's draw for turn. What do we draw? Blusterstorm.
Nice.
Let's just play the Morphic Pool. We can sit on the Lotus Petal.
Sure.
And pass the turn. Go to next turn. Hate that. Okay. Island. Pass.
Yeah.
Turn three. Yikes. Okay, well we got a Bowmasters.
Mm-hmm. All right, we had a mold of four. The mold of four is dead. Let's move on.
Yep. Yep. Mold of four was not good. This is good though. This one's okay.
What?
Maybe it's not. Never mind. Let's go.
You would keep turn one, do nothing. Turn two, do nothing. Turn three, Italian.
I guess not.
Oh my god, these hands. Do we have fast mana in this fucking deck?
We do. Let's see. Roll four.
Hell, that turn order doesn't affect this hand. This hand sucks.
I know. I'm just listen. We're going fourth. Okay. Let's go to our six. Okay.
Hey, a keepable hand.
We got
oh my
there.
God. Woo. Please.
I think we put the ritual on bottom. I think we keep the dance.
Yeah.
The dance just so, gives us
those
the
at home. It's I think, you know, mulliganing in two color decks is harder in general, right? Like it will create these scenarios where like you do have to sort of struggle with not having the same amount of rituals, redundancy, all of that stuff compared to the rest of the format. However, I will say I feel like given the fact that we didn't see any fast mana for four hands in a row, I do think we got a little disproportionately unlucky.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes me want to cycle through some more just so we can see if this is like a fundamental deck problem. And if it is, then we gotta, you know, think about what would we do next after this, right? To change things.
Yeah. So I think this is a fine opening hand. You get a
Turn
two, I mean, turn two to hit it to go. Turn three, you can put the dance on it. That seems really solid.
Absolutely.
And you have mental misstep and a personal tutor. Like we're set up.
Yeah. That's exactly the kind of hand we're looking for.
Yep. So let's go ahead. Let's see what our turn order is here. We're going fourth again. This opening hand is poopy poo poo.
Uh-oh, stinky.
This one, however, doesn't suck. I don't love it, but it's not bad.
Yeah, I think you keep these, right?
So yeah, I think like, you keep this. So you land draw. Okay, so we go this vault pass.
Yeah.
And we get an island. Lose and shuffle. All right, let's go to our next turn. Bloodstained Mire is land for turn. So we're hitting land drops.
Uh-huh,
we are hitting land drops, baby.
Yeah.
Play this Morphic Pool. Do we just Wish Claw here? Or do we Grim here?
Definitely don't Grim, I don't think. I don't think that adds to your game plan. I think you Wish Claw and just pass.
Yeah, so we Wish Claw pass. Next turn, we drew a Bowmasters. That's fine.
Bad time not to play Time Twister.
What?
I said it's a bad time not to play Time Twister.
Yeah.
It's an island too. Ugh, heartbroken.
What?
I said it's an island. That's a shame.
Why?
Because we could use Mana Vault to play Grim, use the one floating mana to crack Wish Claw, pass it to our opponent, use black, play Citadel. But unfortunately, we do not have a third black source.
We do not. But we do have access to Dance of Many. So we have that. I think this is a fine hand because we can just go, we hit Itsugo, we do our thing, and then we can go from there.
Yeah.
Not super fast, but we're not super fast. I think we mold this one.
Too slow.
What is our seat position just to help? Nope, not flipping a coin.
No, we got tails.
Roll four. We're going fourth again. This feels okay. We got stuff and things going on.
It's definitely a case of stuff and things for sure. But yeah. I think we keep that at this point with this deck. So turn one ponder.
We
doesn't
what?
Suck.
What'd you say?
Turn one ponder doesn't suck.
No, it does not. So I think we would go this. Well, what do we draw? Draw Grim. Okay. Ooh, do we just turn one Grim?
No.
Yeah, I think we just turn on Grim. We go this.
Yeah.
Play the Chromox. I think
you exile the Seagate under Chromox, personally. I guess Cabal Ritual is equivalent to.
Yeah, you just put the Ritual under it.
I just don't put the Seagate out into play, because that's a card we can later use to regain our advantage back.
My logic, well, I guess we could just then do this and then just
exactly.
Yeah. The difference is we do need two blue. So I guess maybe we do put the Seagate under this, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, silly goose.
Okay. So we Grim, go to next turn. Okay, so we got the Verdant.
Yeah,
we can just play this, go get a UC. I did not mean to put it on top of my library. Underground Sea, close and shuffle, and then we will have one mana Commander. Open. Yep. Commander.
Brainstorm.
One.
Definitely suggest that this part probably not make it to the podcast audience, because they're not going to get anything out of this.
I don't know. So you draw three cards and put two on top of your library in any order.
Yep.
One, two, three, and then we put back.
Nice.
Solid. I guess we put back the swamp and the island.
Yeah. And then we can like hope that or we'll just next turn we untap, drop, jam that ponder.
Yep. And then we can duplicate into whatever we want. Go next turn. This is tapped.
Yeah.
I think we play the Watery Grave. We ponder. Look at that top three. Boo. Well, maybe not. Yeah, boo. But we'll put that back. Shuffle. How do I shuffle? Shuffle. Draw. Counterbalance. Okay.
I take those.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know that we duplicate here then. I think we would just wait and then play the balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, turn three. This is like fine setup. We have the like way to trigger it if we want. We can set things up a little bit. Like this feels solid. Let's look at a couple more. Which player are we? We are going first this time. This feels not great, but also.
I have been known to keep Ancient Tomb Sensei's Divining Top as an opener many a time.
I wish the Cavern was anything else, but I think this is okay. Yep. Let's take it. Okay. Everything's coming up Millhouse.
Hashtag never punished.
Mox Diamond Kit Pitch the Cavern.
I think you play the Chicken.
We can play the Chicken. That sequencing sucks. Oh man,
yeah, we get trigger sure.
it. And then we have a colorless. We play the top.
Yeah,
pass from there. That's a pretty good turn one going first. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
we'll take those.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look at another one.
So yeah, my two cents, if we're looking at a deck like this, is I honestly want more bears. Sort of in general, right? Mm-hmm. Like I know a lot of the good ones, unfortunately, are a little Bowmaster squishy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm looking at a deck like this, I think, you know, maybe my next steps to optimizing, right? So, because this is sort of the entire premise of this was that we kind of went in with a raw concept, right? Of like, let's find a commander we enjoy and then just like jam a couple games with it or like try and make it happen, right? And not jam a couple games, just brew it, right?
Make
it happen from the top. And so, definitely there are cards and there definitely play patterns in some of these openers that are like I'm not excited about, right?
Yeah.
Because I want my decks to be consistent, right? So I'm looking at like weird cards at this point, right? I'm looking at things like Mindblade Render and like weird junk like that, right? That is going to help me like get my game plan online a little bit quicker. So I'm talking about Dark Confidant, which is a card I have not played in 18 months, but you know what? I'm going to play it in a deck like this if it makes sense to do so. I'm looking at the new Flash Looting Malcolm, right?
Right.
Like, I want to get my hands and my game plan as consistent as possible. And that way, when I go to do the big stuff later, it's like, oh, well, I can get there every time without having to high roll, right?
Right.
And the reason I'm talking about cards like this is because we're in a low color deck, right? So we're not going to have the same amount of explosivity of some of the deck that has like Rite of Flames, Simeon Spirit Guide, you know, all of that junk that you get in red or with Dockside and stuff, right? If we had a Dockside in this deck and red rituals, it would be insanely consistent, right? But it's not. Right. And that's okay. But it just means we have to make adjustments accordingly, right?
Right.
So my soapbox for the episode.
No, I love it. I'm just kind of going through here and looking at some Dimir cards that might just fit in. Fairy Mastermind, I think we have to consider, at least put it in there. We do the Nuka-Cola vending machine. let's see what else we got.
Yeah, here. I feel like maybe it's a good idea to just like end the episode on the like where like viewers can take it.
Sure.
Note, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where we are at. I think we got a pretty cool little deck here.
As what Michael Jackson said, we got to be starting something.
You gotta start somewhere, you know. But yeah, this was fun. I like doing this. Yeah. It's also just fun to like just brew in general and doing that.
I'm in a big brew mood lately.
I
love it. It's like it's been fun. It's been fun to just like throw a bunch of cards together and be like, all right, see what happens.
Yeah, no, it's certainly a fun way of making content and also just playing the game. With that being said, thank you for tuning in to the Mind Sculptors podcast. We are on every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. You like this program and want to support it, you can go to patreon.com/themindsculptors and you can support programming like this. And if you also want coaching from your lovely Beantownie Bostonian, who is a displaced Bostonian, you know, where could they find some of the best CEDH coaching this side of Beantown?
Yeah. If you want to be like me and have a Mox Opal come into play and Displacer Kitten targets you and you've been displaced, hey everybody, youtube.com/comedianmtg is the other place you can find me. That is my other channel in which I talk about all things tournament CEDH. I also, as Callahan mentioned, do CEDH coaching as my full-time occupation. So if you're interested in taking that next step in leveling up your game, you can do that by contacting me. I have for the past 2 years running the most top finishes with different decks, and that's a title I'm gonna keep pushing for until someone kills me.
if you want basically this content, right, very similar to this content we do, Ian does a lot of the same stuff, but despite the name of the channel, it's very much serious. This is the Mind Sculptors podcast is where we come to fuck around and be silly.
Yes.
Comedian MTG is where we go to be serious and take things seriously.
And that's not confusing to
at all. You did a great job branding, buddy.
Yeah, listen, times were different.
Oh, my goodness. How do you want to end this episode? I love just all the banter, the goofiness, the silliness, even. Just really, really makes my heart full. And I feel like I've really come alive today. And I don't know you should keep my name as Callahan is Tired. I think after getting to hang out with my best friend for 90 minutes and brew some Commander, I feel like I can say Callahan is alive. And so, you know, with that knowledge, how do you feel, Ian? How does it make you feel?
Wow, that's just sort of what a segue to throw it. Is that you've woken up after chuckling for an hour. I'm so proud of you.
The power of our friendship.
Okay. you know, here's my thing I want to end the note with. Y'all noticed, you may have noticed a sort of a latitudinal, and by that I mean a height difference of myself during the course of this episode. Get yourself a standing desk if you work from home. It's a life changer. This has been the Mind Sculptors. I'm Ian. Have a great night.
I'm Cal. We'll see you next week.
Bye.